Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today. Well, good morning, everyone. It's Monday in sunny San Diego, and I am Michelle Berquist, your host today on Women Leading the Way Radio, so it's my pleasure to be here. But more than that, I want to introduce our leading lady this morning, Felina Hansen, who is the founder and president of an incredible workspace for female entrepreneurs called Hera Hub. So, Felina, our leading lady, are you there with me this morning?
Absolutely, of course.
Good, because the joke on my Monday morning show is always that I've had a boatload of caffeine by the time we get on here. So, yeah, we're ready to go. Hey, I'm excited to have you on here because, you know, if anybody, for those of you that are listening this morning, if you don't know Felina Hansen, you all should. But Felina is just one of those people that just packs up a magic formula, takes it and runs with it, and just does amazing things with it. And I'm going to just share a little bit. The reason I wanted you on the show this morning, and especially now, is I believe congratulations are in order. You have just hit your one-year anniversary in being in business for the Hera Hub. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yeah, August 15th.
Congratulations. That's a big deal. Big notch on the little banister there that it's like you'll keep whacking off.
Thank you.
Well, I think, you know, people, just when you say the word Hera Hub, Hera Hub, Hera Hub, it's like, can you tell people, it's like, what is Hera Hub? What is the commercial answer to what is the hub?
Yeah, so Hera Hub is shared workspace for female entrepreneurs. And I liken it to a bit of a private club. So sometimes we'll say we're a cross between the university club, an executive suite, and with a spa environment. So we have workspace, meeting space, conference room space, and event space. And again, we serve the female entrepreneurial market.
And I have to share out a full disclosure with the listeners this morning that, you know, I remember when you first told me about, you know, what you envisioned with Hera Hub. And I think my first thought was, it's like, oh, my God, I don't have to make appointments in Starbucks anymore, I think was my first reaction. But, I mean, kind of tell people, you know, that they've never been there. Obviously, it's incredibly beautiful. But the concept behind it is what? I mean, what is shared collaborative workspace, you know, for obviously female entrepreneurs, which is your niche, but what's the concept behind Hera Hub?
Sure, yeah, and it would probably be best to even just tell my story, so to speak, in regards to this, because it really grew out of my need, and I'm clearly not the only one. There are over 8,000 women in San Diego County alone that work out of their homes, and these are folks that are CPAs, attorneys, marketing, a lot of service providers who don't need full-time office space by any means. They don't want the overhead. They don't want the long-term commitment. They don't want to have to maintain an office. They want to be able to work from home, you know, on a flexible basis. But like myself, I had a marketing strategy company for 8 years and worked out of my home. Where do you go to have client meetings if your client indeed perhaps also works at home? And so you do the, as you mentioned, Starbucks meetings quite a bit. I did, at least. I was some days all over the county driving to various Starbucks. I swear I had, like, frequent flyer miles with them.
Oh, and you carried around the cup all day long so you could get the 50-cent ice. Sorry, I'm telling more than I should, but yeah, me too.
It was kind of a game, right? And so,
right.
You know, but the challenges with that are, of course, number one, Starbucks is now getting extremely crowded because clearly you and I aren't the only ones that are doing this. Number two, you can't really focus. It's loud. There's, you know, kids running around. There's, you know, way too much going on, and you're also not getting any visibility for your business. You can't put out your business cards on your table in front of you and, you know, start networking at Starbucks exactly. I mean, the occasional, you know, hey, how you doing, and there'll be a connection happens, but it's not a professional presence for your business either. And so for folks that do work at home, they want to be able to, in this day and age, be remote, to work wherever they want. And having a space like Hera Hub and other co-working spaces throughout the country is so, so important for that professional presence, a productive place to work, because when you come here and you work, you actually are more productive than when you work at home or in other spaces. And then my last P is prosperity, because connections are being made, people are, you know, meeting each other, supporting each other in business, and the bottom line is, how do we all support each other and grow our business?
I think it's, well, and again, there's lots of disclosure I have to have this morning, but it's like I bought in when you first started. So from my standpoint, it's an amazing facility that just brings people together. You know, it's a beautiful work environment where it's just a lovely, lovely office environment to come to. But, you know, one of the things I'm hoping you'll share with some of the listeners this morning is that, you know, God and Selena, you know the statistics because you teach entrepreneurship as well and have in the past, that it's like, you know, there's sad statistics of how businesses go out of business, you know, like by 80-85% in the first couple of years. And your business, you know, is just, it's not like you just opened your doors and, you know, you started to go. You had a lot of different expenses and planning that was involved. So, you know, from your standpoint, what's maybe, if you don't mind sharing, a couple of things that you've learned that have just been maybe, you know, aha moments of like, oh, wow, it's like I had that plan but didn't expect that, you know, from your business plan in your first year. Was there anything like that you experienced that, you know, you kind of went, hey, that wasn't in the plan. I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, on a daily basis. And to your point, you know, obviously you've got to plan. And I think that's, to just go back to your first comment, Michelle, you know, 80-some-odd percentage of businesses fail within the first year. I think a lot of folks don't really think through the business plan process, the business process itself, and think through all the aspects. They've got an idea and they run with it, and God bless their hearts for, you know, taking the leap. But mm-hmm. It is something you really have to think through. So I did write a business plan, of course. And even beyond that, I do a lot of visual thinking. So get out the white chart, you know, paper and essentially draw out the roadmap and our marketing plans and all of that, and that's hanging right here at Hera Hub in our mailroom. Pretty much an open book. Anybody can really see, you know, where we're going and what we're doing to get there. But challenges for us, I mean, there's been many. I mean, this is an expensive business. It's an expensive business to get into, which is good because the barriers of entry are a little bit higher versus, you know, someone starting a photography business, your barrier to entry is, you know, $1,000 camera and you're in business essentially. We spent well over $100,000 to get where we are. And
wow.
We'll continue to spend as we grow, launching Mission Valley the first week of October. And
yay!
The doors
is that
open.
Date? Stop a minute. I saw that. I took a peek at the video. So that it's actually the date is October of 2012
yeah.
will be the official open. That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, thank you. So, and then as soon as we open the doors, I'm going to start looking at property up in Carlsbad. So the
even
model
better.
Is,
even
yes.
better. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, and then from there, we're continuing to grow. We really wanted to prove the model here in San Diego, replicate it a few times, make sure we had our systems, operation, branding, everything down. And then the goal is to expand across the U.S. via a franchising model with 200 locations by 2017, and then likely sell the company at that point.
Dang, dang. Well, and I know, you know, that's another area. And there's so many things I want to go kind of like really deep in questions with you, just because I've known you for so long. Well, I feel like I've known you for a long time. But, you know, when you think of women starting businesses, you know, and again, I'm making a big generality here, but most women don't really think big as big as maybe they should. And they kind of limit themselves. I mean, describe for me, because you don't. I mean, you definitely are thinking, woo, I'm going to take over the world. Hera Hub is at the lead mm-hmm. of it. And I champion you for that, because I think more women need to kind of have, you know, kind of more of a grandiose growth plan. You see it too. So how do you think differently than maybe some others? Why so big? Why think, you know, take over the world with Hera Hub, which I love?
Yeah, you know, of course the cliche is why not, but you know,
yep.
I think it just depends. It depends on the person. It depends on the personal goals. I personally don't have children. I have time to dedicate to this, and not everybody does. A lot of people have other, you know, obviously very, very important commitments in their life, and there's nothing wrong with, you know, being a solopreneur and, you know, making a nice living for yourself and your family and enjoying life and being focused on that. And I applaud people for that. At the same time, I was that person for 8 years, although I wore some other hats, teaching college and, you know, leading a couple of different professional women's organizations. So I certainly wasn't, you know, sitting on my rear. I wasn't really thinking that big. It was my last business, Perspective Marketing, because it wasn't a scalable business. It was a fine business, and I enjoyed it, but it wasn't something that really had legs that really filled a huge need in the market. And so when I really started studying co-working about 5 years ago, I really started to understand, look, this is the future of how we are going to work, whether somebody works for a large mm-hmm. company remotely or works for themselves. And because entrepreneurship is just exploding right now, because more and more people want control of their lives and want control of what happens, it really is a perfect time. And for me, it's why not? It's a great idea. It's working extremely well. It's gotten, you know, great legs underneath it. The community is really carrying it at this point. And every time I mention it to somebody, they're just so, so excited about the concept. So I know I'm on the right track and want to build something that really can support women. My goal, Michelle, is to support over 10,000 women across the United States in the launch and growth of their business over the next 4 years.
That's amazing. That's seriously, I mean, it's just, I'm in awe of that, you know, and I feel like if anybody that doesn't know you, it's like, you know, people that come into Hera Hub, definitely, at least I see it, and I think a lot of it, I mean, I know a lot of other people do, is how hard you work. I mean, it's not like, you know, this has been, it's not been an easy process. It's, you know, obviously financially, it's you're in it, committed to it, and I know for most people in those first couple of years, it's like you question things that you've done. So with that, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. I mean, can you share what's one thing that you feel in your first year that is maybe something if you had to do it over again, you'd go, you know, I probably wouldn't do it. You know, I mean, we all have those kind of like, oh, man, you know, I spent money here. It's like I did this. What is something in your first year that you feel was maybe an action you took or something you committed to in your first year that you say, you know, I wouldn't do that again if I had to do over?
And yeah, it would probably be the commercial real estate process, and this has been my biggest bane from day one. Is, I mean, it took us, so our current Sorrento Valley location, this was our third lease negotiation. We had two failed negotiations that really took over a six-month process, about 3 months each up in Solana Beach, and you know, just not knowing a lot about commercial real estate and really understanding that, I mean, not to sound too crass here, but, you know, it's an old boys network, and I got patted on the head a lot of, you know, oh, that's cute, workspace for women. Literally, I mean, I won't even tell you some of the comments that I got from, you know, older gentlemen in the commercial real estate market, just didn't get it and didn't want to take a chance, which I can understand to some extent because they're a bit bruised from what's happened over the last 5 or 6 years, but mm-hmm. I would have approached it wholly differently. And I had a great broker. She's awesome. It has nothing to do with her. It would have just been, you know, understanding the market better, understanding the motivations of building owners better, and probably networking myself in that industry a little bit more. Before I started. Now that we've been successful, we're, you know, I'm being approached by different building owners up in North County right now. None of the spaces have been an exact fit, unfortunately. But, you know, obviously the tables have turned a little bit. So even with Mission Valley, our second lease, I thought, oh, I have a successful business. I have a profitable business. This is going to be a no-brainer.
Right,
and still 7 months. It took us 7 months to find and negotiate space in Mission Valley, and it's just, it's like stabbing needles in my eyes. Like, I hate the process. It's a broken industry, and it needs to be fixed. And who knows, maybe once I sell Hera Hub, I'll go tackle that. But it
there
really
you go.
Is an old boys network, and it needs revamping completely.
No, and I mean, and I know you're, you know, I know what you've been through and just, and you know, going through that, and only for, even from the beginning, it was just like, you know, the parking issues and, but yeah, I mean, commercial real estate, and again, not to lament on that, but I think all of us as entrepreneurs have some of those that, you know, come out of left field that were like, man, it's like, you know, I've done everything I'm supposed to do. It's like, I'm above board. It's like, I'm sharing what I need to share with you. It's in the plan. And yet, you know, your experience has just, you know, for whatever it is, they just weren't getting it. You know, even with all the video stuff you do, I'm still shocked, even with the second location, how long it's, you know, taken for you to be able to get, you know, get it going. But, you know, that's something too. I mean, do you feel there's, I guess on the other side of the coin, what have you been amazingly surprised at? Because, I mean, I got to say, from you opening your doors with the temporary spot, which, you know, I was kind of like, okay, I couldn't quite get it. I mean, the table thing, you know what I'm saying, in the yoga studio. And then yeah, all of a sudden you're in this amazing facility. But what has been something that you've gone home and you've just been, oh, my God, I can't believe this is working like it is. I'd love to know, because we all have those. And I live for the moments where I go, It's like, oh, my God, this worked better than I thought it would. What are a couple of those that you've experienced in the first year?
Yeah, and first let me address your other point. We did launch temporarily in a space that was exactly a yoga / essentially Pilates / dance studio. It's called the Bar sort of concept, so Extend the Bar in Carmel Valley. And this piece of advice, if I can side note for a second, for any entrepreneur, and one of my favorite books on the face of the earth and taught me a ton, it's called Ready, Fire, Aim by Michael Masterson. And that's exactly what I did. I, you know, was really struggling with the process, and through, you know, these spaces up in Solana Beach, and I had a businesswoman who said, hey, I have an extra studio space. It's only 700 square feet, but do you want to just, you know, get going while you finish your lease negotiations and your build out? And I jumped on it, and yeah, it was a little hokey. I mean, but you know, it started to build some buzz. I lugged my little banner out every single day, and you know,
the sign. It's like, yeah. But from this standpoint, not hokey. I mean, I don't mean hokey at all. I mean, I thought it was amazing that you tried to give people a taste of what the experience would be like. That to me was like, this chick has it going on. She knows what she's doing, because it's like you got people to come and experience. It's like, what the hell is Hera Hub? You know what I mean? And it was like people came in there and they started to connect. They started to interact. Hokey, take that word out of your umbrella, because I didn't think it was that at all. I thought it was, man, she's giving me a taste of it, giving me to the water, and I'm going to want more, is really kind of what I think the aha message is there.
Yeah, and that pre-building of the brand is so, so important. And to answer your question, Michelle, the sort of ahas and what I've learned is it's community. I mean, that's the biggest thing that I've seen, and what's lacking in a lot of co-working spaces, especially because this term we call co-working, the shared workspace model, there's about 1,000 co-working spaces across the U.S. as far as they can tell. It's such a new industry that, you know, there's not extremely good reporting on who's opening a space and what's considered a co-working space. A lot of folks that run co-working spaces are doing it as a second business. They've got a primary business, and they're just doing it on the side, so to speak. And that's not going to foster community. They're not dedicated to building community. And so for us at Hera Hub, and as we grow across the United States, that is number one, bottom line. How do we support each other in business, having the resources and the space and everything that we need? How can we support other professional women, professional women's organizations? How can we all work together? My bottom line is collaboration, collaboration, collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us here, it's really that community aspect has been, I knew it would be important, I knew it and intuitively, but it has been just even more important than I could have ever imagined.
And you see it. I mean, you see it when you go there. So I know you've got plenty of videos on your site. So let me segue a bit just to give you a little, you're sharing some incredible stuff. But if people want to know more about HeraHub, how do they find you and reach you? Do you mind sharing the website and contact information for you? Would you mind, Selena? Do you mind doing that?
No, absolutely not. So Hera is spelled H-E-R-A, so it's HeraHub.com. And just a side note on that, Hera, because I get asked the question a lot, is the Greek goddess of women. And she was very protective and watchful over her women at every stage of life, very powerful gal. So HeraHub.com. And we, of course, are on Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and even Google Plus now. And all sites are just search HeraHub, so facebook.com/HeraHub, et cetera. And then my personal email address, and folks are more than welcome to email me if you have any questions, ideas, thoughts, is my first name, Selena, F like Frank, ELENA, at HeraHub.com.
And, you know, I know we have reach. We've got listeners that are not in San Diego and other areas. So, I mean, I know you said your future plans are to take over the world, or maybe those are my words for you. But if people are interested, I believe your expansion plans, do you mind sharing how you plan to expand throughout the U.S., the model you're going with? I mean,
franchising, right? We're going to start franchising. We're going to start the process early next year. And essentially, if somebody's interested in perhaps opening a HeraHub in their city, they can contact us, and we've got a list already started of potential franchisees. The ideal person to be a franchisee in another city is a woman who is already a leader in her community, is already leading female entrepreneurs in her city, in her community. And really, it's looking at how can she take a platform that she's already built, maybe virtually through meeting perhaps a professional women's organization, and literally put a floor underneath it. So we'll be working with a lot of the national organizations. For myself, for example, I used to lead Ladies Who Launch here in San Diego. And so Ladies Who Launch is in about 40 cities throughout the U.S., so I will, of course, be reaching out to the leaders of Ladies Who Launch in various cities and other organizations like that to see if they're interested. Yeah.
Oh, all of a sudden I'm seeing your master plan with all these women's associations you've met. That's great. I mean, what a way to launch. I just think that's awesome to utilize that. Yeah, awesome.
Well, and they're really the best person to launch a HeraHub in that city, because it is about community. You can't just come in. It's not about space. If it was just space, it would be an executive suite. It's about community, and it's about connection, and it takes somebody that already has demonstrated that to really be effective in launching this.
Well, and, you know, segueing again, it's like, because, I mean, you – HeraHub is so much more than just workspace. I mean, again, because I'm in the thick with you, I feel like, gosh, you know, I could probably talk a whole half hour here on your behalf, but I won't. But all the things that you've done in addition to just, you know, you have members, it's like you're building community, but you've done some amazing, you know, I'll use your word because you use amazing all the time. It's like it is amazing that you've done all these other programs within HeraHub that bring people in. I mean, describe some of those things, because I think that's the part that I feel has been the fun factor for me to watch over the year, to see just the incredible way that you've done some, you know, unique programs and events. And, you know, I mean, it's not like you're open. I mean, you're open 9 to 5, but trust me, it's like if you check in anytime about 8 p.m., it's like you're there, you know what I mean? You're just there all the time. But how did you come up with some of the different programs and ideas and things that you're doing to bring people in and get them involved over at HeraHub?
Well, really, the bottom line, again, is collaboration. And so we support a variety of professional women's organizations and nonprofits. So truly, we don't put on a ton of our own programming, but rather act for a platform for others. We do, I would say, once a month, maybe every other month, do some of our own kind of original programming, if you will. So, for example, last week, we had a really fantastic event around crowdfunding, so platforms like Kickstarter.com, where folks can go to their community and raise money for their business. via what's referred to as crowdfunding. We had four women panelists that described that experience of going through the crowdfunding process, what worked, what didn't work. We even had a woman up in the Bay Area. It's called Bia Sports. They manufacture GPS sports watches. Little bit different, lower price point, and they successfully crowdfunded over $400,000 in about 5 weeks through a crowdfunding platform. So just looking at business a little differently and what's different, what's innovative, what's happening, what's on the cutting edge of how people are doing business. We've got another event coming up in October with Google Plus. We're bringing folks from Google here to talk about what's happening with Google Plus, why you need to pay attention to it. I know everybody's rolling their eyes and saying, are you kidding me? I don't need one more social networking platform.
That would
be the bottom line. The bottom line is Google Plus is Google, and anything you put on Google Plus is Google juice. And so you need to pay attention to it. So things of that nature that are a little different, and then supporting other organizations and nonprofits here. We do a lot to give back to local nonprofits through donation of space. For example, we've got another event with Just in Time for Foster Youth. It's an organization that supports this particular mentoring program, supports young women as they graduate out of the foster system and really just kind of get pushed out onto the streets almost. Yeah, and so women that can come and mentor a young woman for a year or longer and just helping be that guidance, that, you know, professional in their life and encouraging them to go to college and some of those things. So just as an example.
I want to know more about that one. I want to know more about that. Like, that sounds cool. I didn't know that one. That one's a surprise to me. Wow.
Yeah.
But I know you've got so much going on. It's like there. I know there's other things in the plans that are top secret, but we've only got a couple minutes left, and I know you and I have had conversations about this one because literally I know you're very well connected, you know, in San Diego, and you've been, you know, making some amazing partnerships and collaborating with different women's associations. But talk with people because you literally have used social media in such an incredible way because. And again, you like we've had these conversations, I'm the old dog, it's like email marketing, it's like face-to-face. You're bringing people together through social media, but they're still connecting on a face-to-face, eyeball-to-eyeball level. Can you describe maybe a couple of the things that you feel have just really been spot on for you with social media? Because I I'm amazed at how it's like you build social media buzz and get people to the table, not from traditional ways, but, you know, the kind of new hip it with it ways is what you do it, is what I call it. So how do you use social media to your advantage? Because you've done it amazingly well.
Thank you.
In 30 seconds or less.
I know. Social media to me is bookends. So what that means, what I mean by bookends is I utilize social media a lot of times to make new connections, to meet somebody new, whether that be a friend of somebody that attended an event here that I tagged in a picture or an article that we've had published that I'm sharing on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever it might be. I use that and utilize that to start a conversation, to meet somebody essentially. But to your point, it's face-to-face that really builds a relationship, and then I use social media on the back end to softly stay in front of those people. So when they have a need or their friend has a need, they remember who we are.
Like I said, I've been blown away when I watch. I mean, and I'll share one quick thing, and then we're on the downhill slide. So think of one thing I haven't asked you that you'd like to share with our listeners before we go. But at our last members meeting, PWI, we actually asked people to tweet, take a picture, post it, you know, say something on Facebook. I was shocked at the number of people that did it. So to me, it was one of those ahas. I go, oh, my God, we just have to ask. But it was amazing. It was that one little step, and I think that's kind of what I'm learning is little steps equal, you know, kind of big impact. You know what I mean?
Yep, for sure.
So what's one thing you want to share with everybody just wrapping up? I mean, is there one kind of thing that you would share as maybe advice to everybody as they – I don't know, to decide to grow their business? Because the future of HeraHub, we're going to hear about you all over the U.S., I know it, which is amazing. What's one thing that you want to wrap it up with and say, gosh, here's a little slice of advice for all of our listeners?
Yeah, I think for me, success has come from just giving, from being there as a resource for other people. And if you give and give and give, and I'm obviously not expecting anything in return, but I have found that just being a resource and sharing and helping comes back in so many ways. So be a resource for others. That's my success advice.
Gosh, if I had a cocktail in my hands right now, I'd just stand it up and go, here, here. So I'll do my coffee temp with that. But I agree. I mean, you are. You know what I think of you. But I just thank you so much for your time. Selena Hansen, everybody, with Tara Hub. Really enjoyed our time. And I want to say thank you to all of our listeners. We had quite a few of you online this morning, so I'm excited about that. Our next Women Leading the Way radio show will be in 2 weeks, not 1 week, because I hope all of you will enjoy your Labor Day weekend, maybe this week even. But again, Selena, thank you. I will see all of you in 2 weeks. So thanks for this morning, and I hope all of you have a grand week. Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused, business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.